All right, y'all. Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Blackspiration Podcast, the podcast that is here for black people by black people. I sounded like a 20s, like roaring 20s, man. That was trash, though. I got to work on that. Yeah, really bad. I am Cortez. Hi. And today we have Boogie on the show, Ambitious Boogie. She is Boogie. Boogie down, whatever, it don't matter. We gonna get into Boogie's story. We gonna talk about Boogie and all the amazing things she's been going through and doing. But first, you can't do the show without the host. And so I want to introduce myself. It is I, your friendly neighborhood shiesty man, the hood rat with the heart of gold, your third favorite Washington behind Carrie and Denzel, but it is not a ranking order. I give them their props because they OGs, but it's not a ranking order. You know, it depends on the day. Me, Cortez Washington, thank you for joining. I really appreciate you. And as always, I'm joined by my wonderful co-host. Co-host, let the people know who you are. Yeah. Oh, 1 second. Somebody says muted audio. God damn it. Let's double check. Is she muted? You both should be coming through. That is true.
Muted.
Right. Can they hear me now? Testing.
Yeah, that should work.
You have to ask if they can hear us.
Oh, yeah. That should work.
Mm-hmm. You have to ask them if they can hear us, if they can't hear us. You
know I can hear them. Dre Montana 52 said, I can hear them. Hey, thanks, Dre. Appreciate you. Yeah, we good.
Perfect.
Yeah! All right, Asia, go ahead and give them your intro again. Okay, they heard me, Dre. They didn't hear you.
Excellent. My name is Asia. That's what you can call me. I'm a variety streamer. I play games like Overwatch 2 and Apex and League of Legends. And did I say that already? I don't know. And anything that you can play with friends. I am your compassion-centric Renaissance woman. And I really love getting to interview people almost every week now, pretty consistently. We've actually been kind of going pretty consistently, and just learning about their lives and the things that they get to do in this space and beyond, because it's really important to uplift marginalized voices, but specifically Black voices in spaces where we don't necessarily always get the recognition we deserve.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. And of course, we can never have an episode without a special guest. I mean, we can, but it's always better to have somebody else. And on this show, we have Ambitious Boogie, or she is Boogie. And Boogie is a cosplayer, gamer, streamer, and mentor. She plays games like Tekken, Apex Legend, and is an Apex Legend coach and COO for the all-women organization called Sisters Shooters.
Gaming collective. Make sure you said that 2 times on that coach, though. This is you didn't hear it the first time.
Two-time coach of the year. Yeah.
Period.
And Sister Shooters is a gaming collective for black women in esports with a focus on FPS competitive gaming for skill, profit, and content creation. She recently joined Team Inferno, an EA licensed tournament host, and she streams mainly on Twitch, where she is a part of the Twitch Black Guild, and recently celebrating hitting her 5.1K followers. Please show some love for Boogie.
What it do, baby? The fact that I'm at 5.1K already is fucking nuts. I just hit 5.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's lovely. How you doing today, Boog?
I am doing great, man. It's always a pleasure to be here for my kinfolk and my skinfolk. You feel me?
Yes, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, so we are really going to dive deep into your story, like how you got started, like what your journey's been, like some of the great accolades, and like also you as a coach too. I really want to tap into that, like, because I know that mentality has to be different in comparison to being a player and a coach. But first, I want to know what we all are playing right now. So what are we playing?
I got my emotions.
Yes. Oh, no, not emotions.
Emotional damage.
Oh, man. But no, currently I am playing Fortnite. I'm getting back into Apex. My Fortnite duo just went on tour with Neo, hosting his concert overseas.
God damn.
Oh, Raw Swagger?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, okay. Cute.
Yeah. So, like, I've been tired of solo queuing on Apex all the time. So, when I found him, it was from the Blurs Unite event. And I was like, oh, you know this name? And I followed him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you something. Plot twist. I didn't know he was a celebrity probably like to like 2-3 months ago. I was just, I was like, oh, you big time. I was like, hold on. I'm not here yet, but oh, here we are. And he's just playing Fort. He was just like, yo, Bug, you play Fort? And I was just like, I can. I dabble in it.
He's a Fortniter for sure.
He is. So like, I got tired of solo queuing. So he, and I tell people, I'm like, if y'all want to play the game with me, just ask. And
yeah,
he asked. He was like, yo, you trying to run Fort? Cool. Like, first 2 days, I was like, I'm not doing shit. It's just going to be Apex and whatever other game I might spin the wheel on to play. Mm-hmm. And then it just went from that to me learning MK on Fort, him helping me learn MK on Fort, and then he's just here. But yeah, Fortnite, Apex, I'm getting back into Tekken, and I'm going to throw some more indie games in that I get, like, keys for and stuff. But yeah.
That's what's up. Hint, hint. You said hint, hint. That's what's and up. Yeah. Asia, what you playing?
Oh, you know what? I haven't really played anything since last week. I played like one game of League this week so far. I kind of been touching grass.
We love that.
Yeah.
We love that. Because,
you know, summer's almost over. There was a lunar eclipse last night. I'm such a live, laugh, love girly. I just love the way the world works. So I need to be outside. But besides that, it's always going to be Spider Solitaire and League of Legends. That's just what I come to. I just get on there, play quick 2 games, and take my ass to bed. You know, that's how my life is looking.
Yeah. You've been busy. You've been out here living your life, which is amazing.
Yes. And Overwatch. Yes. And Overwatch, because I'm supposed to get on there since there's been a buff recently to some of the people I play with.
Okay.
Moira. And also, Valk got buffed in Apex. I didn't know
she
that.
Did.
So
she sees everything now.
Tiptoe my way back on over there.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. Happy to hear.
What about you? Thank you.
Shit. I've been playing, you know what's wild? Since they announced that Dying Light's coming out with like a standalone expansion with the protagonist from the first game, I dabbled back into that. I just finished my second playthrough of the main campaign, and now I'm playing the following. And I really want to tap into there because I personally feel like Dying Light is the best Far Cry sequel that Ubisoft never made. And especially the following, because it includes vehicles and all this shit. And I really want to tap in and talk about that. I might do like a little like video essay or some shit on it. But that's been super fun. I've been playing that. But mostly, man, just that. I've been playing Torchlight 2 on my Switch. I love a good dungeon crawler. So I've been playing that. That's been super fun. I really love that game because it is like, first of all, it runs at 60 frames per second on your Switch, which is great. And in handheld, the graphics are super cartoony, so it doesn't really matter that it's on the Switch and it's like lower. And it's just really fun. I really like it. I really like the elements. And the funniest thing I was thinking about today is that like you can have a companion animal, and mine is a dog. And I always was like, why do people make dogs your companion? But it makes so much sense because my dog loves going on dumbass trips with me, dumbass adventures. He loves doing it. And I realize a lot of people, other people's dogs love doing that shit too. They'll just follow you. Like you'd be like, all right, I got to go run into this house to save some people. They'd be like, all right, come on, let's go. You know, like type shit. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm with you. Let's go do some shit. Let's go do it. I don't care. Let's fucking do it. I don't give a damn. So, I just been playing those two. And yeah, mostly just been, honestly, I've been focusing on my move. Me and my girlfriend just bought a house recently. And so, yeah, black ownership, black equity. She's white, but black ownership on my part. You feel me? Yeah. Nah, yeah, exactly. Half black ownership. I own a part of that house too. Now, sir, hey, come on, Lex Frost. Come on, Lex Frost.
I'm so sorry. I was just wondering if you were gonna tell people.
Oh, if she was white? Yeah. No.
Because
why would you leave me on like this?
She was gonna be like, you're a phony.
You're a phony. like from Family Guy, yeah.
No,
he's a fraud.
No, it's nonsense.
It was just the impulse of like, yeah, she's white. I was like, oh.
Black owners, I own half
Why
of it.
Why would you say that?
So shit, what the fuck?
It was just the delivery. Like, yeah. I understood
because,
it, you know.
Because you didn't single yourself out as the only blackguard in the home ownership. Yes.
Ah.
That was not what you were doing. You specifically said, oh yeah, we're a unit.
We're a unit of black owners.
Incorrect.
I mean, not really. It's
not really.
Okay. All right.
Anywho,
okay.
I've been
we're
moving.
So happy for you.
Yeah,
and
I've been
near equity.
Near equity. Oh wow. No, but it's been different, man. Because the more I've been moving out this house, the more I realize that like. And I ain't got no NDA with these niggas. My landlord's is ass, bro. Like the paint job here is ass. Like the furnace been chugging. I put in a fucking request for them to fix it a while back. They don't give a fuck. So whatever, fuck them niggas. I can't wait to get out of there and get my own house. So then I can complain about my furnace. So, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, Dying Light, Torchlight, chilling.
Good.
Yeah,
I love that.
I love that for you.
Yeah, thanks.
So yeah, so Boogie, yeah. What's your first gaming memory as a child that drew you to gaming as one of, if not your favorite hobbies?
So first game out of the gate that pretty much like started my spark was it was one of them Super Mario Brothers games. It was the one that my mom always played. So like my mom, avid gamer back then. I'm talking like Miss Pac-Man arcade, like her initials was at top.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know Miss Pac-Man had lore. Like, they done got married and everything. My mom knows all of that. She sees all the little cutscenes in there. So, with that, when it was Mario, she would sit me down and everything. She kind of did me like the sibling treatment to where it was, here, take this controller. I like you playing a game. And then I got smart and realized I wasn't doing stuff. So, whenever she would do it to me, I would restart this, you know, Super Nintendo. You had to slot it up.
Yeah.
Restart it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Slot up or crawl out. But
what a fun time.
I'm telling you. Did y'all side note? Did y'all know y'all wasn't supposed to blow on the cartridges?
Yeah, they say it on the back of it, but we still was doing it.
Yeah.
We all still was doing it.
Not to do it, and we did it anyway. We did it in spite of them telling us that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so like Mario, Super Mario Brothers is what started the spark. Legend of Zelda is my top tier favorite. I'm an only child, so I have no siblings, so multiplayer party games was not a thing for me. So my mom enjoyed Zelda and she passed it down to me, and I took it for what it was worth. Like, that was my game, that was my piece, my time. Every Nintendo system I own had Zelda on there. When GameCube came out and Twilight Princess came out, I played that game. I didn't know what outside was for like 2 months. I'm talking school, homework, plugging it up. Give me the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Give me all that. And it just took it from there. Like, when it came to the GameCube, I owned damn near every single game. Like, Luigi's Mansion, Super Mario Sunshine, all the Mario Party games. As we just started that, then I want to say in my 20s, I had a Wii. I enjoyed it. Wii Sports, Wii Fit.
Yeah, Wii was so great.
Healthy. Classic. It's a classic.
I was healthy, okay? Then, and then one of my friends at the time, I thought I was dating him. I'm not getting into that. That's redacted.
Oh.
And you're going to laugh when I finish this story. He asked me if I ever played Grand Theft Auto. Nope. I was like, I never played that game. I don't know what that game's about. Mm-hmm. My mama ain't buy it for me. I ain't do that.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you own? I was like, I've only played Nintendo stuff. So I ain't never been in the world of playing with others online. You know, as far as I know, the online was a danger zone. We don't get on that.
Yeah.
Because you know when you hit internet on your phone and you smashing that end button because it costs, danger zone.
Yeah.
So for my birthday, he bought me an Xbox, the year membership. He let me borrow Grand Theft Auto and he bought me Batman.
Ooh.
And
I was like,
he brought it up to my job. He was like, hey, I got a gift for you. I'm not dropping it off at your house. I don't know your mom like that. Dropped it off at my job, balloons, flowers, gift bag, money. You know, he just was like, happy birthday. Once you enjoy yourself, forehead kiss. Boop. 2 days later, he posted pictures of his girlfriend. But that's why I say, like, so that's why I said the plot twist that you're going to hear in this story is very nuts.
Not the hush money. He hit you with some hush money.
I was like, okay. And you know, back then you had to pay like for the yearly membership for Xbox.
Yeah.
He was paying that shit for like 4 years after that.
Wow. It was just my fault, G. I should have told you.
Who was Tax. I to tell him not to to change it? I wasn't going to do it.
Nah.
He's like, yeah, you take that 60. You do you, champ.
Yeah.
But then that's where my world of multiplayer games came in. So like, Apex, Black Ops 4, PUBG, Rainbow Six. That's when all those games came into play. And here we are now.
Wow.
Wow.
Really sweet.
That was a that's an interesting way to get introduced to the multiplayer world, you know.
I know, right? The man was a multiplayer. Like, what can I say? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what?
Hey, that was good.
I have to prepare myself. I think you are by far the wittiest person I've ever interacted with. And I am not a person who reacts like I guess other people should probably react. You know, most people are probably like, oh, okay, that's great. But stuff is like, it's to my core. I can feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. I get them off the top of the dome.
Yeah.
It happens fast.
I get it. Yeah. I do. I like it.
So what was that like push for you to take the hobby that you had into being a career? Like, or just being like a pathway for generate revenue in general?
So let me tell you something. I was learning Apex and I had a friend that was like, hey, you are really funny. You should start streaming. The shit that he found funny was my day-to-day life of me going to work and finding a hobo or something outside. So it's just like, I was like, you call my daily life funny? Like, am I a joke to you? He's like, no, but how you deliver it is amazing. And I'm just like, man, whatever. So I had dabbled on Mixer when I was playing Destiny 2, not realizing I already had a community when I would do it. I just was like, I don't know what the stream thing is, but like, people are talking. I'm thinking it's the people I'm playing the game with because they talking about the game. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, dude, we got to kill these things. We got to do this. We got to do that. Like, we're giving communications and these fuckers are not even in the game with me. I'm sitting at like 25 viewers every time I go live on Mixer until like one of my friends that I had met recently was like, yeah, follow you on Mixer. Like, how do you not know? I was like, I don't know nothing. I'm just here. So it was just in that moment, that's when like people started talking about Twitch. And then it was like, oh, well, I could kind of do both at the time. Because it was just like, on some days, Mixer had my heart. On some days, I'm going to try Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
But just streaming straight from console was kind of like more difficult because, you know, you have to have all these extra things. I'm like, they're not going to see me, though. And I was like, you know what, whatever. Nobody sees me on Mixer. And that's when I kind of just started telling people from Mixer that I would be going on Twitch. And then that's when I met, like now, currently my best friend, Candlesnacks. Me and him would play Apex and we would watch like the Hype Train games. Mm-hmm. And it was one day we were just like, bro, these guys suck. And like both of us like in collective was like, yo, these dudes that been here choking, they suck. Fuck it. So we made our stream titles was like, Hype Train, where you at? We had the Hype Train like 3 times that day and we all called up. And just having the joy of being able to meet people online and, you know, almost kind of like, I want to say like healing my inner child, so to speak, of being an only child. Not saying nothing's wrong with being an only child, but I've always had friends that had siblings or someone close to them in age. I lived with two cousins at the time, but it's like a, it's a gap in between. So like when I was in middle school, my second oldest cousin, high school, about to graduate. So it was just like, when I turned 21, they already been in the club. They just was waiting for me to turn 21 so then we could hang out. So, you know, and they weren't really into video games. Board games, stuff like that, they would play along with me because of, but video games, it was just my thing. It was like a me and my mom. Like, we would go to Dave and Buster's and all that. And it kind of just took over from there, just being the outreach to people, you know, me being an extrovert, I enjoyed meeting people. So meeting people with the same interests was always just like my thing to do. When I didn't realize it was happening was that a lot of people started looking up to me in this. And my motto, and I say this to the day, like, all I do is just play the game and mind my business, you know? And just learning the things that I learned, and as soon as somebody asks me, I'm like, yeah, I found this out. This is how we do X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3. You know, I don't gatekeep anything. So it's just, it happened fast. You know, like, it went from what was just, I guess, supposedly a joke, but a push that I needed for the world to see who I am, and like the world allowing me to be a part of their world. And it's just, awards and accolades later, here I am.
Nice. That's a beautiful story. Like,
thank you. I didn't plan for any of this. Like, as far as like streaming wise, winning awards, being recognized, none of this is ever planned. Like, I didn't be like, you know, one day I'm gonna just be on the big screen. Hell no. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Like, I was known, like, in my neighborhood, like, well, not in my neighborhood, but in my vicinity, being from the DMV, I just met people while I was out. So, like, from middle school, high school, hanging out with other people, you know, social media-wise, like, when Twitter was actually, like, fun, like, the trending hashtags and everything, that's how I started. Like, I was just, like, a person that you see on social media every now and again that crack jokes, and sometimes you see me in person, you know. That's who I was. So to start from that to then convert over to like a content creator, it wasn't hard, but it wasn't easy as it seems, you know, because it's now like people like, oh shit, you game? And I'm like, yeah, I've always game, but now you get to see it.
Yeah.
Then it's like a different avenue. So then it's like, well, I got to meet more people that do this thing that I do or something similar. Whether I don't care if you play Drug Dealer Simulator at this point, like, you got a controller? All right, cool. What we doing? So
yeah,
that's pretty much like my journey of it. And it's crazy because the people that push me to do this stuff, I don't even talk to anymore.
Wow.
And it was just like, and I didn't think I would lose their friendships, but it was just like minor jokes that I thought was funny, they took sensitively or felt like I was being insensitive when I wasn't the case. And, you know, at the years of knowing who I am, you would expect to understand that this is not something to attack your character or anything. But when you try to play with me, like, you just gotta go. But, yep.
Yeah. I think that's not talked about a lot in content creation. The start of your journey to the end of your journey looks very different. Not the end, I guess, but even the middle, right? Because you don't really know where you are in your content journey right now. But having some of those same relationships that you thought were going to, you know, be sustained throughout whatever journey you had, not being the ones, and sometimes those were like foundational or really fundamental to like your community growth, and then they're not there.
Absolutely.
And that just happens. I feel very strongly about that because the people that I started watching on Twitch, I don't associate with at all. But I think I also found out too, for me, for me in particular, the same way that I am online is the same way that I am offline.
Mm-hmm.
Some people Absolutely. Are portraying a version of themselves that they want you to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that. My ADHD isn't set up like that. I don't have time for lying, for multiple personalities, for et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where, you know, being a performer or a theater kid comes in, because I have, you know, a boisterous personality, or I'm very vivacious, right? But there are people who in the shadows are like, yeah, I'm about to take all they motherfucking money, ho. And I'm going to run a subathon for 95 days. And I'm going to be like, I'm poor, even though I'm sitting on M's in my bank account. Like that. And no shade to anybody who's doing multiple day subathons, totally fine. But I thought the subathon went from the time that it started to the time that it ended.
People take they make their own curve on it. And it's,
yeah. And all and of a it's sudden, crazy. All of a sudden, you've been doing a subathon for 17 years.
Okay. Not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And we just gotta talk about it. Let that stuff go. Because the thing is, people don't know when something is tired. And it's not even in a bad way. It's not bad to jump on a trend. It's good. But sometimes it's okay for you to take a step back and say, I don't actually need to do this. How can I pivot and make this something that's unique to me?
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I just think that's so important. I don't know. That was my little soapbox moment for tonight.
No, I understand. Because like even in the creator space, a lot of people have like put their own spin on it. Like I know a mm-hmm. few of the people I watch, Tokyo Sama and Rashad Stark. They do like tiers now. Like, so like if you reach a certain goal, it's like, okay, if we reach tier one, these are the things that I have to do. You know?
And I like
so
that.
It's like and mm-hmm. it's like it's grouped together. It's like some simple shit. It could be like eat a banana sexually, play this game. Wear this costume, you know.
Yeah, banana sexually is brazy.
Wow.
I'm gonna write that down for later. Hey. That's fine. Fine. Don't worry about
Boogie
it.
Boogie monsters. Don't come. Don't. No.
Boogie monsters. Boogie monsters gonna pull up on you with that.
Somebody's gonna be like, "Yo, we gotta write this down."
Yeah.
Don't write it down. Erase it. Burn the paper. I'm not playing with y'all.
Hey, speaking of that, hey, Rashad, a wild boy. Hey, I want to get Rashad on here because he is wild. Because I just right before getting Rashad. On here. Shout out to him though, because I fuck with him. But Rashad, right before here, he was talking about a honey pack.
Honey pack and glizzy.
Yeah. Glizzy. What? Yep. What?
I'm so tired of him.
I said now, sir. I said, and you're so serious about it.
Yeah, so bro.
So
I love it though.
Wild. Cause
that's him. He like, I'm gonna be me. I don't care. Like, that's what I'm gonna do.
And that's what everybody needs to understand in this space. Like, just be you. Like, I tell everybody all the time. I'm like, sometimes I'm going to curse you out because I care. Sometimes I'm not going to say a damn thing because I do care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, who you see in front of this camera when I stream on these podcasts, same person you going to see at these cons. You just going to see the bottom half of me. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to say, oh my gosh, it's more to her.
I have legs.
That's it. She walks. This is what she do?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's that. Like, I'd like to pre-warn my community. They'd be like, oh my God, I can't wait to meet you. I'd be like, let me tell you something right now. I am very chaotic.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't see me before 7 o'clock, I don't know who you're going to meet after 7:01 because the cosplay is coming off. The pre-gaming is happening. The shower has been taken. I'm finding it's either we're going to an after party or I have found a club somewhere in the area that is popping. I am very, very known in the DMV area when I hang out with my friends to find a good spot to be at, depending on who I'm with.
Okay.
They go to like the same basic ass clubs. I'll be like, nah, let me get the scrolling. Let me see what's on Eventbrite. We about to get a free ticket. Boom. Free before midnight.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then free all night. We in there.
Yeah.
Like, I love going on Eventbrite. That is so mm-hmm. smart.
Every
you
time.
Can save yourself so much money. And also mm-hmm. people are so appreciative when you show up to their events knowing that they didn't market for nothing and put the event out just yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
People are so appreciative.
Yeah.
So, like, every time. And everyone's there to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
That's it. I'm telling you, it's a club out here in DC. It's called Ultra Bar. It's an 18 and over club. I found out about it when I turned 19. But it was, side note, this club used the thick Sharpies, the thick, like, slanted Sharpies. You would have that X on your hand for weeks. Don't care how many showers you take. Don't care how much hand sanitizer you use. It's not coming, like, niggas see you when you go to class the next day. If you
and
go
they,
to college,
and they,
knew like,
you, they knew where you at.
Ultra Bar, huh? Me like, oh. And then they be matching, and then they be like, eh, he got me two, gang. Like, it's that. So, like, that was the club that I went to when I wanted to just do absolutely nothing. I think that's what started, like, my urge to be like, when I go out, I know to have a good time wherever I go. So, like, if I can have a good time without drinks, adding the drinks to the mix, I know it's nutty. So, when my cousin comes into town, that's the first club I'm looking at. I'm like, what you trying to do on Friday? She's like, what's the vibe? I'm like, I'm feeling Ultra Bar. That means we're pre-gaming at my house. We're going to pre-game eat at my house. We're going to get there early, even though it's free for ladies all night. We're going to get there so we could get a good spot on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
Fourth floor, by the DJ, always got the AC vent pumping. That's where I stand at. That's where I be at. I'm asthmatic. I need it.
Yes.
I look at the DJ. DJ look at me. He played two good songs. I'm shaking ass. Okay. I don't care if nobody else do. Not a clue. Don't care. If they don't want to dance, that's fine. I will. You know what that means? I get free drinks that night. Why do I get free drinks that night? Because the niggas see it. He likes what you want, baby girl. So imagine that when I go to, like, other states.
Yes. I love it. I love it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Actually.
Yeah.
My dream is to actually be seen in public, and people are so shocked in general by the sheer circumference of my ass that they actually just want to give me anything and everything that I want. And I think that's a really good goal to aspire to. I'm just saying.
It is, because it was, so everybody knows when Juvenile come on. Juvenile, you hear three keys, you gotta assume your space and position.
Exactly.
The last time I went to this bar, I had a circle around me. Nobody got on me. Just a circle of niggas just watching. I stand up. These niggas like, damn. Then niggas looking at what I'm drinking and shit. And I'm like, oh, hello. Hello. How are y'all? So now me being me, I'm looking to see who the sexiest is, because that's where I'm leaning towards. If all of y'all look a little basic, I'm going to just say, hello. Hello. How you doing? Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
And keep it moving until one of them buy me a drink. They like, what you want to drink? What you drinking on? If I don't like what they drinking on, I'm going to tell them I'll take a tequila sunrise. Give me right.
Tequila?
Are you going to complain about what I'm drinking? Oh, no, sweetheart. I wasn't expecting tequila. Don't. It's okay, Bookie. Take a shot with me. And then I leave into the sunset. I get my drink straight from the bartender. Thank you. And I'm out.
That's, you know what? The fact that they were standing around you, like,
they just stood around, like,
just standing around you like a bunch of uncles at a grill is the most egregious thing.
With the Jesus walk fours on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They was looking. They
said some good meat right there.
Yeah. How long you marinate them ribs for?
What you do? 6 hours? I normally do 5 with some sauce.
Is that?
And then that's when I go on there.
Smoking
good.
Do I smell some hickory chips in there too? Oh, okay.
Those the wood chips.
Okay.
Where you get them from? Because I know Charlie's down the street. They ain't never got them. Where you get those from?
That's how they was. They was wild. Hey, shout out to you though, man. Because yeah, a lot of people don't be. Because I don't go to the club too much. Because one, because I don't fuck with people. I don't really like nobody. But two, I be just seeing videos and niggas just be standing around. I'm like, cuz, you at the club. You better get, you throwing that fit just to stand there. Nigga, if you don't get your ass out there and dance, bro, if you don't get out there and have a good time, you're already there. You're already sweating. Might as well sweat some more. It don't matter.
They don't dance like they used to no more.
No.
They don't.
I went to a bar crawl and I heard Juvenile. I was like, I know ass gonna get thrown. I seen bitches doing TikTok dances. I said,
oh no.
I said, y'all not gonna desecrate Juvenile.
Oh no.
But to be fair, I'm bitches. I don't really know that I have enough motion in the ocean.
But see, that's the thing.
But I'm gonna try.
Here's the thing. When it comes to juvenile, it don't matter.
Don't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Look at me.
That's really encouraging. That's really you're truly a coach. Truly.
It don't matter. Once you hear that drum go, don't find your space. You
back
find
that ass
it.
Up.
And
put them also
2 feet down.
Yes. Also, second best hot girl. Hot girl is just as I think hot girl got just as much juice as back that. Honestly, back that ass up is classic, but hot girl, come on though. Oh yeah.
Wait, are you talking about Megan Thee Stallion or what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Juvenile. Hot girl.
Okay, I'm talking about.
Now I'm about to say she was on Hot Girl Summer. That one, dude, it gets the girlies going.
Yeah.
That one too. So that Hot Girl, Back That Ass Up, and No Hands by Wale and them.
No Hands. Now No Hands. That's No Hands will have.
You had Got Away You Move.
So you from the, yeah, I would say, and I know it's probably way live because you from the DMV, so Wale a legend. So it's already like,
That's true.
Yep.
Yes.
So like when we hear that, that's it. And I'm telling you, like I went through the bar crawl when they wasn't dancing, I just started dancing on women just to see what they do. And then it was just a domino effect. I danced on one. They was like, oh my God. And then the guys were trying to get in on it. And then the guys was pulling the girls. And then the girls were dancing on. I said, my job's here done. Let's get out of here. Let's go to the next bar.
You did it. You were like the Mary Poppins of twerk.
That's listen.
A spoonful of twerking.
Listen, funny story. Went to BlurCon last year. Me and all my friends. I was the only female around like four or five guys. They were my bodyguards. They made sure I was good. I drank water.
Yeah.
Went to the after party. My man's Kev walked in. He hyped. He's like, I know bitches gonna be dancing. These bitches were standing still. We looked at each other. And he was like, why ain't nobody shaking ass? I was like, it's early, fam. Like, it's me. I'm all positive. I'm like, it's early. We here early. Our hotel is across the street. So, you know, people got to get from where they going. So he's like, all right. We had our drinks. He still had his cup in his hand. I don't even know how he got in with that. But security just going straight. So we in there. He finishes the cup. They still not dancing.
Oh.
He's like, Bug, you can't shake ass for everybody. I can't dance on you. I said, listen, you just got to go towards the front. I need my inhaler too much. It's too hot in here. They sweaty and stinky. That's going to take the little bit of air that I got left to ruck with.
Yeah.
So it's either I'm shaking ass or I'm shaking my nose because they stink. So I picked the latter.
Checking your nose.
So
oh, God.
When so he's running around trying to find songs come on. My friends have now gathered around me. They've come in. What I like to do, I like to be away from the people so the people can see me before we then merge with the people. And this is when I realized too many people know me from the area. Because a lot of people that follow me on TikTok was at BlurCon and it was like, oh,
I was waiting for this. Oh my gosh, it's you.
And I'm just like, I'm the only one in here shaking ass. I said, this is not past the ass tonight. This is not going to work. One dude, he tried, he failed. He needed help from his homeboys, told up on. And I was like, damn, I had a lot of hope for you. That's crazy. Your mans can't hold you up. You can't be held up. You going to blame your leg. I don't got nothing to do with that. You got behind me.
Yeah.
So,
like, we could talk about shaking ass all night. I'm going to be honest. This is just a cultural topic, and it's so amazing. I love it.
It's important.
Yeah, it is. But I really want to tap into, like, the con experience, because you sounds like you're a frequent con connoisseur, if you will.
I hated that.
I know you hated that. You always hate it, bro. That. It's okay.
I tried to go over it. I saw where he was going for.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Unfortunate.
Anyway, Asia, I thought we were supposed to be a team, but
we are a team.
Teams can't even be divided.
That's
okay. Like that home ownership. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Equal, not equitable. I'm sorry.
Ah! Oh, damn. Oh, man. Okay, so
thank you. I did kind of eat that up.
Anyway, yeah. You did. You ate. Bon appetit.
So what has been some of your like your convention experiences, and like, you know, we know this episode when it drops, when it goes up on YouTube and whatever, it'll be after TwitchCon. So like, what are some of your like favorite conference con experiences, and like, what are some tips you got for folks besides wear deodorant, of course?
My favorite one was my first convention was to BlurCon. That was my first convention to go to because it's in the area. My friends heard about it. This is when the pandemic was like the world was just opening up, so like large crowds was really looked upon, like was looked down upon. But as time grew, and they were like, okay, you know, large crowds are okay, but we still had to wear masks and stuff. And this was the first time I had met my entire friend group that I met online. So like friends from Atlanta, Indiana, like we was friends throughout the whole COVID time, like 3 a.m. and up, like 3 a.m. in the morning, just up watching random shit. And my first convention there, I made my little TikToks. I was like, oh, it's gonna be my first convention, hope to see some of you guys there. I know some of you guys are in the area, some not. And I get there not expecting people to realize who I was. Like, I think at this time I was sitting at a good like 800 followers on TikTok. I was just chilling, making my little goofy things and like people seeing it, whatever. And the first day, everybody was like, oh my God, I want to take a picture with you, because I was dressed as Moon. So, you know, we do the poses and everything, and then people recognized me, who I was, through the mask. And they were like, this you? And they showing like my TikTok and my Instagram, and I'm like, yeah, that's me. So like then it went from like, oh my God, can I get a selfie with you? And it didn't dawn upon me nothing. I just thought we was all in cosplay, cool, you know, the works. Second day, I'm taking pictures with people, and the girl is posing with me, and she's like, I think I know you. And I was like, what you mean by that, sweetie? Hold on, because I am from around here. So I don't know if I gotta put the dukes up or the arms up, which are we doing? A mother malfunction. And she just was like, no, like I just seen your TikTok about how you're gonna be here, and I love your TikToks, and I've been wanting to meet you. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like give me a hug, bitch. Yes, let's do this. Like, what are you doing the rest of the day? Like, I'm asking them, like, I'm like, yo, we can hang out. Come with the gang, we ain't doing nothing, it's the McDonald's across the street, we can bond. And it was just, and that day I didn't realize what was happening, and it was like a truly like heartwarming experience, to the point where that Sunday I remember I was dressed up as All Might, and I did the Dio pose. I posted that on TikTok, I want to say, like, Sunday night when I got home. Monday morning, I'm at 3,000 followers.
Wow.
And, like, everybody's like, oh, my God, you were the All Might. I wanted a picture with you. Like, one girl was saying she took a picture. She was taking a picture of somebody. But I was in the background of the picture doing the pose. And she was like, I wanted to come get a hug because I knew who you was, but I didn't know how he was going to be. I was like, you can always just walk up to me and just let me know who you are, and our friendship can start from there.
That's what's up.
And the con, but other than that, like my con experiences have always been just like purely and genuinely, like, it's to the point now where I'm going to be creating like a little guide sheet of how to meet She Is Boogie. Like,
yeah,
ask me for a hug. I'm totally okay with that. You know. Please let me know who your social media name. A lot of people will come up to me and be like, oh my God, hi, Boogie. And I'm just so, hey. They leave. I'm like, who the fuck was that? I'm like, I'll find out in a tag. I don't know. So like, I'm like, I'm too far in. I can't ask now. Yeah. Like, Yeah. I see them the next
day.
You're
never too far in. And I want to release you from that. Yeah. I want to release you from that shame. You're never too far in. If you're running through, your little Rolodex in your brain. And you go, it's blank. Hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt you right now. Can you tell me your name?
Tell me your name again. Yeah.
I feel so close to you, but I cannot recall your name. Mm-hmm. And you say that sincerely. You're a sincere person. Practice it. Because you would much rather leave them knowing that they know that you connected versus them being like, did they really know who I was? Or did they actually care? And it's a really great way to bond and put the ball in their court to really like reach out and connect with you and be like, oh yeah, I'm this person, and they might have a memory to share or something that's like really fun. I think that's a sweet part of the con experience.
And you know what's crazy, and the reason why I was like that is because I looked at that negatively. Like I looked at it as like, damn, they expect me to know them, but I can't at the time, and I don't want, and I've never been a person that want to shatter anybody's hopes, dreams, or nothing. So that's why I'm just like, I'm like, the connection will always be genuine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I just don't know your name.
Okay.
And I'm like, I just can't get your name. And like, and it has happened like quite a bit of time.
Exactly.
When they tag me in it, and then I was like, okay, this was this person. Like, one of my friends, she said my name how I say her name. I automatically knew who it was. There was no introduction needed. It's those that it's like, oh my god, Boogie, I follow you on Twitter. I'm like, that is the worst goddamn okay. Hello. Like I don't know you from John Jacob Joe up there.
Yeah.
But that's one of my practices I'm working on. I'm trying to be better in my mental life. But as far as like tips for conventions, honestly, go there with an open mind of having fun. Don't let other people's experiences ruin yours. Mm-hmm. And I tell people this, and this is with anything, honestly, video games, movies, whatever. Get the experience for yourself. A lot of people didn't enjoy DreamCon. I said I had a ball. Yeah. Did I go to any panels? Hell no. I was all over the place. I was in the exhibit hall. I was trying new foods. I was meeting new people. I was looking at the basketball game. You know.
Yeah.
I was everywhere at DreamCon to the point where I ended up getting interviewed by the Black Girl Gamers. And that was a real pivot for me. So like that year, my first year at BlurCon was the start of like conventions. That next year it was like, okay, Boogie's going on tour, where are we going? And I'm just like, let me just put it on a schedule. And I think I did like 3 or 4 conventions. One was impromptu because I got invited as a creator, but it's always a different experience because a year passes, so you have the people that met you in whatever year that you went to that convention, and then you have another 365 days or 66 if it's a leap year. people that meet you like socially, you know.
Yeah,
you go out, people recognize you. Somebody at my church recognized my mom and thought it was me.
Oh.
And they were like, oh my gosh, she is Boogie. And my mom was like, nope, it's Boogie's mom. My mom has never been her name since I've been born. Okay, I go outside. So plot twist, real name is Rachel. She's been Rachel's mom for years.
Wow.
They knew my last name. I said, you call her Miss Davis. Hi, Rachel's mom. Now it's Boogie's mom or Mama Boog. One of the two. So she's at church. She's like, no, I'm the mother. She's like, oh, Mama Boog. So it's like, you thought I said hi. And my mom's like, yeah, somebody recognized you and thought it was me. I'm like, oh, well, did you get the name? She's like, no, I didn't know what to say. So like the awkwardness runs in the family, obviously. But as far as tips, like I say, have fun, gain your own experience of it. Find the things that appeal to you. If there are panels out there that's like me, I'm always gonna go for panels that represents women representation.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. I always try to go to panels that my friends have put on themselves. You know, pop in, show some love. Sometimes they overlap. Sometimes I'm like a mother. I'm like, Kris Jenner, I'm like, you're doing great, sweetie, and I'm just recording stuff real quick, like,
yeah.
Got it. Oh, okay, I gotta go to the next one, you know. But other than that, you know, start saving money. If you know you're going to something now, start save your coins, save them. Because that exhibit hall gonna eat you up, baby. If you don't apply credit card and you don't got good payment credit card, then just save the coins. Because the exhibit hall gonna get you every time. Make sure you have a big suitcase to put your stuff in there if you don't want to pay for no extra shipping to your house. That's another thing too. Because every year I buy big shit that don't fit in my suitcase. One year I lost my power line poster, but it was like a plexiglass thing. And I lost it at the airport because I had to carry it.
Power line. Oh no.
And it was convenient because that was my debut cosplay. So it was just like, oh, I'm buying it. And this is my last tip. Go with a group of friends that you know is going to be that good group of friends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody can be your friend. Everybody cannot be your good group of traveling friends. Meaning these people need to know your ins and outs of social battery. When it's, are you hangry? You're hungry? You're tired? You ready to go? Like, you know, keeping everybody kind of mellow. The last few conventions, I've been working at them, but I've been working as the game hurts because I'm a brand ambassador. And even then, like, they'll pop over, make sure I'm good. Like, you need something to drink? Did you walk around? You know, just the typical stuff. And having that good group, whether it's in the Airbnb or y'all meet up at an Airbnb and then go, is always a good thing for that.
Yeah.
And share your location with at least two people. At least two.
I think that's, all my friends. I think that's an excellent idea. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. It is.
I didn't go to DreamCon this year. Had three people share their location with me. I said, thank you.
Yeah. Right.
That's important. I think it's so good that you have a good friend group, because you know what? There is a little trend or maybe a meme going around about our friendship group or whatever, this specific friendship group reaching the international travel quote or the travel part of the friendship. And I think that's so important because not everybody handles conflict or stress the same either. And if there are situations where you have to make some last minute adjustments, some things don't come through financially, etc., etc., you need to know who you're getting into that situation with.
Yeah.
Because traveling out of town with people who maybe they've never traveled out of town before, that is a very different bag. Maybe they've never been to a con before. They don't even know what they're willing to deal with, what they have to deal with, what they don't want to deal with. Those are all great points. Yeah.
And when them things stack up, baby, that's nothing. Like my friends call me the I'm the mom of the group, and they was calling me this before my first convention. I was like, okay, which hotel are we staying at? This the hotel? What y'all got? Like, I was hotel, food, like, what's close here? Can we walk to a liquor store? Is there a liquor store? You know, I was asking everything. I'm like, okay, let's do the math. 6 bodies, 4 beds. Here's the math. This is what everybody need to pay me by this time. Everybody like, okay. It wasn't like my friends asked me. I just did it because I want to have less stress, more fun. If stress comes, I know that my friends balance me out. They're like, we'll figure it out, bug. Like, I'm like, no, but they're like, we got it. We gonna get it. So the stress part, I totally agree. But it's like I can handle it, but it's annoying to have to deal with. But having friends that will keep you level-headed while dealing with it,
So shifting a little bit, because that first TwitchCon, was that also your first cosplay, or was your first cosplay different?
Sailor Moon was my very first cosplay I did at a convention.
Okay.
Overall, that was my first cosplay.
Wow. Yes. And what made you want to do it? What got you started?
I got tired of seeing non-melanated people be non-melanated. So
you know what? That's a great reason.
I grew up like my first anime I watched was Yu Yu Hakusho. So I was like,
classic.
I'm not trying to go as no guy. I mean, now I'll gender bend the fuck out of anybody. Talk to me nice. But at the time, I was just like, I want to do something that like make me feel powerful. So like for just a little lore about me, I was very insecure with my body because I'm a thicker plus woman. So it was like, oh my god, the skirt's gonna be too short. I'm like, first of all, bitch, everybody half naked.
Yeah, just stop that's it. Right. That's right.
Get some
that's
shorts. Right. Get some shorts that'll match either the skirt or the outfit underneath, and no cheekage. That's it. And that's really how I've been ever since. Like I was like, but this skirt's so short, my butt too big. I was like, oh my god, like I don't need nobody trying nothing, cause I'll fight a nigga in it. Like that's me. Like I'm like, I'll fight a nigga in a skirt, but I'm like, it's not needed. So when everybody got their little 1200, I was like, you know, nigga's still working on Amazon, so I bought me Sailor Moon. That was my favorite anime. I looked up to Usagi, and I was like, this would be so cool, like if I can dress like her. I love Halloween, trick-or-treating, that was my thing. I went as a guitarist 1 year, because I play Guitar Hero, so I had the actual guitar. I dressed up, made a shirt, did my makeup, mama bought me a wig, all that jazz. DJ Hero came out, I took my DJ, my little DJ stick from the Wii with me, and every time somebody asked me, and I had my headset, so like I just enjoyed dressing up. So Sailor Moon was my very first one, because it showed that like I'm not afraid anymore, you know. I'm here. Like, this is, you know, a part of my journey that I needed to do. Like, everybody's always like, oh my god, you have a such beautiful body. I don't see it like that right now. But now, it's just
but
like...
But now...
Who won't check me?
Exactly. Now you think... You know that you're the shit.
For real.
Now you know it.
Absolutely. And I tell people that. So, Sailor Moon is my very first one that I did, like, for myself and for a convention and all. It really different feeling like when you put it on. So I just enjoyed it. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's great. Really great. Yeah,
I love Sailor Moon. not for nothing. I was obviously going to be Sailor Jupiter because I'm a green stallion. But you know, I'm pro. It was just such a cute show about just being a good being.
Yeah.
And I think we needed more of that in ways that we just really didn't know until it was too late.
Yeah.
So, you have a great community known as the Booger Monsters.
The Boogie Monsters.
Not Booger Monsters. Sorry, y'all. Don't throw your
thing. That was so black of you. Like, what's up, Sugar Book? You know what
I mean? It was. Yeah. It was given Southern grandma and understood.
Yeah, but how have you like? How did you develop? Because just talking to you right now, you have a very infectious like personality, energy. Like you seem like a lot of people gravitate towards you in a natural way. But how were you able to like cultivate like a community where everybody was like, you know, honestly like reciprocating the same energy as you?
Yeah. And also, just as an additional part to that, did you end up making the video with people from your community about why they stuck with you?
I didn't finish it yet. Okay. I still have like 3 more videos to add.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm gonna be dropping it on the 12th when I start this celebration, so everybody can see it.
Okay.
But how I made my community is actually funny. When I hit affiliate on Twitch, I was like, yo, this shit was hard. Like, I was like, all of this for three? All this for three and for people to post some stupid-ass cartoons? I end up making a Discord to help other people reach affiliate. Not a follow for follow. Not a raid for
raid. But a genuine support.
Genuine support. Like, I'm asking people short-term goals, long-term goals. Like, what you stream on? You on your console? You got a laptop? You on your PC? And I took that and used it as just like a network of resources, you know, like, oh, I found this TikTok explaining how to add captions to your stream. Here y'all go, you know, or I found a way for console players to stream without a lag. Here you go. And just interacting with people that I find and weeding out the good and the bad and, you know, and some people a little jealous, whatever the case may be. And I just took that. Like, I didn't make my own community Discord for like 2 years. So like
more of a community for everybody.
I was like, I was like, here's the invites, invite who you want to invite. I was like, but if they get on my nerves, they out of here. You know, like if they don't want to put in the work, I was like, I can lead you to the water. I cannot make you drink, child.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. And was taking all of that and literally was just like, I made my own space in there to where then I started making my community Discord. And then me realizing it, I'm like, everybody in here is a part of my community. When I streamed, they came in. I had to buy for when everybody streamed that was in there. I'm like, you just have to be active and, you know, helping people like understand that practice. Like, people aren't going to do stuff for you just because you say you meet them on Twitch. Show me what you want to do. Do you want to go for a partner one day? You want to do a charity stream? You want to, like, what is it that you want to do as we're talking right now? And I just took that and, you know, I did like game nights. I did, you know, subathons to help other streamers, you know. I'm like, yo, this person need help with this. Like, what can we do to help out with that? I gave ideas, content ideas, stream ideas, you know, the works, to the point where people like was like, yo, you doing all this? Just do it with me. Okay, cool. No problem. Like, you want to play Dead by Daylight? Cool. That's no problem. You know, and, I want to say, like, that nearing the end of the second year I was doing it, I was just like, hey, guys, this has been great. I love the everything that's been coming out of you guys. It's now time to divert the energy for y'all and put it into me. And I told him, I was like, I'm about to, I'm going at the, once it hits January 5th, I'm ending this Discord, but everybody is welcome to come into mine. You know, and just shifted all of that energy to pour into everybody else. And I was like, it's not time for me to do stuff. And I had, and it was called Gaming Palooza. I had 256 people in a Discord. 256 people was in my new Discord.
That's just amazing.
Like that. As soon as I posted the invite, it was just like, look up, look up, look up, look up. I didn't ask no questions. I just did it. And I was just like, I want to be able to grow now. And you're like, okay, cool. We got you. And that was just that. Like, even in my own Discord, I probably had this up for a few months. I have like a whole streamer channel section to where what I did in that Discord is now a piece of, because it's like, I'm not going to stop helping you guys. Like, everybody in here is a streamer or a content creator of a con. So here's our space, you know, here's, you know, if you want to celebrate your big wins, like, here's the stuff to where people need to update their drivers, like daily reminder, or like if somebody needs help with something, you know. So that's how I just built from that. And even in that space, like, I still post tips every now and again. Other people help other people now. It's just like, look, I got it, you know. And just being genuinely me, like, I meet a lot of people and out the gate, especially with collabing out the gate, people think I want something. I do. I want a friendship. You know, I don't, this sports shit come and goes, but if I can genuinely, if like we could genuinely like hearty, hard, like me slapping, I'm pushing you while we laughing, you know, type of energy, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Like a couple of my community, my monsters, they met me when I was cursing out a random in Apex. And they was like, oh, I like her. Like, we're staying. You know? They was like, fuck this. They was like, nah, she giving them the business, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just the memory of them. But I don't do that to my members. Like, I don't do that to my friends, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't take that shit.
That's the rule. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always to randoms, never to the homies.
Facts. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how that started.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that's like, amazing.
In general, so you've been able to kind of carve out your own path by genuinely just being you and by helping and investing in other people, which in turn made it feel very natural for them to want to invest in you. But what does it mean to you specifically to be a digital creator who is Black?
It means so much, because, you know, we in these brands and everything, you don't really see a lot of us. You know, In some brands, they have that token black guy.
Yeah.
Or that token black girl. Mm-hmm. And it's a brand that I went up for ambassador. And I'm not going to say their name.
Right.
And but one of the brands had nobody of color on there. And people knew me because I made TikTok videos explaining how to use the thing to help other streamers.
Yeah.
And the hate raids was going vivid and wild.
Ooh.
Made a video about that. I made a tweet about it. I did the whole screenshot. Like, I did so much, and when I applied for it, didn't get it. If you ask me if I knew anybody that got that, I don't know none of them. I ain't never seen them, ain't never smelt them, dealt them, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
But being in a space and being recognized is one of the greatest things of why I still do what I do. And as I'll tell you, when I first got nominated for, like, the first time I got nominated for Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
I promise you, this was a fucking joke. It started as a joke when my community made me make a book of how to be good in Apex ranked. But I took the time to actually, like, give tips, definitions. I'm finding PNGs of guns. I'm making colors and everything else. And the people were sending a book to other people. They was like, yo, look at this. Look at this. Like, yo, Boogie preaching. Like, she giving you everything. And when it just started being like Coach of the Year stuff, I got nominated for it. And I was just like, okay, this is weird. Then I made it to the finalists. And I was just like, all right. I was like, we're fucking doing it. And then to see me amongst other white women, and I was the only black one. I kid you not. If you look at, I'm pretty sure if Lex is in chat, Lex will probably find the clip. If not, I'll send it to you guys afterwards. You can see the fear in my face as I'm like, bro, I'm not winning this. I'm like, I'm the only black bitch. I was like, I'm literally like, because I'm looking at everyone. I was like, I don't get this. My mom in the living room, and she told me the day before, she was like, no matter which way it goes, I love you and a product. And I was just like, thanks, mom. But baby, when I heard, I said, that is me. I screamed. Okay.
Yeah.
I screamed. Because if you would have told 12-year-old me that I would be winning something like that, I would probably look at you stupid. Because who winning stuff? Me? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You are. And just to be in that moment, and just like, that's when people was like, oh my God, we won. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was my friends, like, because you won, we won. That's when it really hit. I'm like, this shit. Like, you know, and I'm just like, even though it's just for Apex, I was like, bro, like, I did this. Like, it's me. The second year, again, I'm the only black one on there. And I'm just like, bro, I can't go through this again. I'm vividly playing Apex at the time. Like, because they did an online one, then they did the in-person one. Couldn't make it. You know, we're just going to show this at this time. And I'm like, all right, chat, I got the tab open. I'm like, oh, we're doing it. Okay, and we look, and I'm just like, I was like, I might win it, like, my confidence went from 20% from the first day, from like first year. The next year, I was at like a good 47%. I was more, the cup was half full and half empty. And I was just like, I don't know. I was like, we might get it. I was like, Chad, if we get it, I'm going stupid. And I heard them say, they said it wrong. They said shells, but I knew what they meant. I screamed because it was me. And I was just like, and then I took two shots, and I was just like, yo, fuck everybody who ain't believe me. And like, it woke up something different. And like, I was like, I'd never felt like this. Cause I'm like, bro, like, this is really me. Like, everybody was like, yeah, it's two times. I was like, and I'm like, bro, it's really two times.
Yeah.
And I love doing it for the blacks. I love doing it for the black women. I love doing it for the women. So yeah. it's bold.
It's great and it's brave to be in a space that feels authentic to you, but also feels like natural to you. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you're living in your purpose. It wasn't something, even though you really wanted it, but it's also something that you really deserve, something that you worked for. Right. Yeah. Nobody can mm-hmm. say, oh, she didn't work for that. She didn't try. She got that because she is black. No, your blackness is your superpower. Your blackness is what made you, you. Mm. Like yeah. That's so great. Wow.
It is. And it's fun. And it's funny because I remember, I want to say earlier this year, some screenshots that came out of one of the women that was in the game. Not as like as an ambassador, but like just in the community. And it was a Twitch partner that felt like she needed to say that I only won because of my wokeness. And when that came out,
baby girl,
so did the DMV in me. It came out heavy on social media because I was like, who the fuck is this Twitch partner bitch talking to? And everybody was like, hold on. They like, but you don't come out like this on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, don't. People have said so much about me over these last 5 years. Okay, it is what it is. You say what you want to say. That's what you want to say. Your truths and my truths are not the same truths. Mm. Whatever. Mm.
I feel like I remember that specific Twitch partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we can offline about that. I remember. I might have some hot tea about that anyway.
Yeah. So when it was just that, because I was like, I don't know this woman from a can of paint. I'm at work. Mm-hmm. I'm on break. I'm like, so I'm hitting up the mods. I'm like, yo. Who this bitch? I was like, I need y'all to find out who this is. And the girl who had the original issue with her didn't realize that this would bother me because one of my friends seen the screenshots and they was like, Boogie, you busy? And I'm like, I'm on break. What's up? And they like, I don't want you to blow up. I said, too late, I'm already there. Send it. And that was that. And it was just like, the girl who put up the screenshot, she apologized to me because it looked bad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I was like, I know you don't know me either. I was like, but I'm from a different type of the neck of the woods, honey.
Yeah.
For sure.
You got a problem with me. You have a problem with a whole lot of other people that's not going to tolerate this because I don't do anything but mind my business. And the simple fact is that it's a screenshot. I was like, because I had to read it before I cursed her out too. Right. So it was more so like she was trying to change the subject because she's like, she over it, you know. Mm-hmm. This the other one, she just wanted the attention of it. And I was like, you ain't gonna discredit me because I did it. Like, I'm out here sending tweets of everything I've made for coaching, like TikTok videos and clips of stuff I did and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't play that, but and I worked hard for this, even if it did just start out as something that was a playful joke for the community, but actually like impactful and knowledgeable for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went from there. But I'm like, I just be trying to do my true calling, whatever the Lord tell me.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's amazing.
I think that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So we're getting ready to wrap up, but before we go, we like to have some words of advice or positive affirmations from guests. So do you have any of those words of advice or positive affirmations, just like a sentence or two that you can give to people listening now and in the future?
Be at peace in whatever you do. And I mean that. Sincerely, be at peace at whatever you do. If you feel like it's going to stress you or it's not working out, take a step back and find the peaceful route to do it. And that goes well beyond content creating. That's just life. Enjoy everything you're doing. Protect your mental peace. Protect your social peace. That's meaning the circle that you keep around you. Then just be positive. And not coming from me, it's a lot. Because I had to pray on that a lot. But just being positive in everything that you are destined to do that you're working on doing will help you every way.
I love that. You have words of affirmation, Cortez?
Yeah. In times, you will need to tear shit down and rebuild. You got to remember that when you're building up something new, you can't sort through the old shit or filter it out or sift through it, honestly, when you're trying to rebuild something new. You're building something new for a reason. So in that time that you're doing that, understand that the stuff that was supposed to stick with you that you loved will pop up again. But don't try to go through the rubble of the old place, because that's where it's most comfortable. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like that. My affirmation or my words of encouragement are, good things come to those who hustle. I am an abject rejecter of hustle culture, but I think that some hustle is necessary in aspects of our lives through seasons. It's very important. And after having to be really independent and make every single decision every single day all the time, after not having to do that for like half my life, I'm realizing that I actually really like working and working towards my goals. And the things that come to me are meant for me.
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful, y'all. Book, thank you so much for being on the show. Where can the people find you on the socials, and what can they expect when they tune into your sessions?
You're not gonna find me in a banana suit again. Let me tell you that right now.
Okay.
But Boogie is an adventure near my birthday. You can find me on my socials at She Is Boogie. Instagram, She Is Boogie TTV. If you type in She Is Boogie, me. On YouTube and TikTok, it's Boogie, because I was going through a rebranding period of my time. But A-A-Y with two E's, it's Boogie. And you see me on there as well. Come to my streams. You're either going to see me eating, chopping it up, or cursing somebody out because they said something to me stupid on Apex. Or you can see me having fun with my friends. Perfect. Oh, and co-working. Oh. I do co-working streams on Sundays. So
nice.
That's what's up.
Between like media kits, whatever I have working on, like that's the time where my community asks me the most questions about how do I do the things I do, or they ask for my feedback on stuff like that. And Saturdays I do Saturday morning cartoons when I actually wake.
Oh, so cute. How early do you be getting up on Saturdays?
Chat, I said if I wake up early.
How early it depends on what
I do Friday night. It depends on what I do.
Right, but how early is early? What's the ideal early?
He's wrapping this up. I'm about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
That's early. That's early.
That's not early at
that's
all.
That's early.
That's not early at all. If you get in bed by 1 a.m., you're good. You're fine.
Mm-mm, you're honey. So funny. Asia, where can people find you on the socials?
You can find me everywhere at Call Me Asia with a Z, and I'll Call Me Asia with an underscore on Twitter, unfortunately.
Yeah. And y'all can find me at Blackspiration on Twitter. If you go to the Blackspiration page, that is me. So don't you try to say no funny shit, boy, because you're going to be talking to the kid. Blackspiration Pod on Instagram. Blackspiration on YouTube. Blackspiration on Twitch. For all the people watching live right now, appreciate you. Keep on tuning in. We will be doing these on Wednesdays at the same time. And as always, thank you so much for listening to this episode, for watching this episode. Always remember, be happy, drink some water, keep gaming, and I hope you left this episode feeling inspired. See ya.
Bye.